Well, hello. It's Sunday evening in Cork, Ireland, about 20 to 8. And I'm just about to go and watch France playing against Portugal in the final. And I just thought I'd drop in here and say a few words because I've had a very intense experience over the last couple of days that is very bound up with audio. So I thought that some people on Audioboo would be interested perhaps to hear the story of what happened after Top Gold introduced me to Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. Now it's really made a right mess of my life, I have to say, because it's a bit like a straw too far. Anchor is a way of holding audio conversations round the globe that's extremely simple. Somebody talks for a couple of minutes maximum, then other people can reply, not in text, not in comments in that way, but as a conversation. They contribute back a maximum of 2 minutes, and they're all the different parts of the conversation are all gathered together very conveniently. And I took to this like a duck to water as soon as I tried it out, no more than 48 hours ago. I listened to a number of contributions by people, waves they're called, and then I listened to what had been the replies that had come in and the way the conversation had kind of morphed as it went from, you know, person A spoke, person B spoke, person C then spoke to person B, person D spoke to person A, and, you know, it is a powerful experience to be connecting with people, as you know, via audio. And, you know, a lot of the people who are over there are unused to this. This is all new to them. So it's not like those of us who have been on Audioboom for a long time, who are used to listening to each other's voice, and we used to be able to reply with comments within the app, but this now is a different kettle of fish. I have got 20 minutes to speak here. Every one of you has 10, and some of you have longer than that. There's no long form over on Anchor. So I definitely won't be leaving Audioboo. I value the long, well, I suppose you call it medium length podcast that you can do on Audioboo. I suppose if you had an hour long contract, that would be a full length one, but I don't have an hour long one. And I don't really want one. But this whole experience of having a 2 minute slot is great. You know me, I'm long winded. It's very hard for me to do short audio boos. I've been urged by SM2N to do really short boos, and several other people have, you know, made me aware that they probably cut listening after a while. But the key thing about Audioboo is I think that you get an unrivaled opportunity to practice the art of sustained public speaking or sustained speaking. In normal social interaction, nobody will ever give you 10 minutes to speak without interruption. And you can have up to a minimum of 10 minutes here on Audioboo to speak. So it's a terrific opportunity to practice being coherent, practice making whatever you have to say intelligible to another person, practice the art of doing little summaries in the middle so as to help people remember what you said at the beginning. So it's like, you know, me reminding you that Bernie Goldbach is the guy who put me in touch, Top Gold, put me in touch with Anchor only 48 hours ago. And I'm now presented with a dilemma, a problem. You see, there is already a group of people over there that are chatting to each other. I mean, it's community engagement. The communities are being built. Now, I don't know how many people are over there, but there's quite a few people chatting. And, yeah, there's not very many from the UK that I've come across, or Ireland. But I'm very pleased to have contact with people in North America. So that pleases me too. But where the hassle comes in and where the difficulty for me comes in is that up until this, well, I had already got a packed schedule, if you like, of keeping in touch with people on Twitter. I keep in touch with some people on Twitter. I keep in touch now with some people on Facebook, which I never used to. I also keep in touch with some people who I keep in touch with no other way other than on Instagram. And I got completely taken over with live streaming on Periscope about a year and a half ago, or a year and a quarter ago. So I've had a very, and there might be something else, but I think they're the key things. And now, and Audioboo, did I mention that? And that's a very important part of my life. And now along comes this lovely piece of software, ideal for some purposes, absolutely ideal, with human beings there willing to talk about and respond to each other. It isn't like you say something and you hope that somebody will reply to you. There are a lot more audio replies because, of course, it's so much easier to speak a reply than it is to type one. So I'm just, well, I don't mind admitting that I'd love it if you, everybody listening to this, would have a go and see what you think of Anchor. I know it's available on iOS. I've got an iPhone 6, but I presume it's available in Android. I'm making a presumption. I haven't checked it. But I think it would be fantastic to have audio conversation between ourselves, interaction. So I'm intending to keep both Audioboo and Anchor going. And if there's any, if anybody is interested in a little bit more information about Anchor, the person to speak to is Bernie Goldbach. He's been over there. Now, he's away on holidays at the moment for a week, so he's disappeared. But Bernie's the man. I'm just the novice. By the way, over there as well is Fireman Rich. He's to be found there. Who else is to be found there? Oh, yes, Ruth Arnold, R2UK, I think. She isn't there very recently, but was there using it quite energetically for a while. And I'm really hoping that we could experiment a little bit with audio conversations on Anchor. But not abandon Audioboo, where we can have longer. We can practice the art of communicating longer pieces to each other. Okay, look, it's Paul O'Mahony. It's now 7:55, and it's nearly time for the kickoff, I think. And thank you very much for listening to this. And, get back to me if there's anything else, or make an Audioboo back in reply to this. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Oh, P.S. I should have said, over there, Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting. I've heard his voice. And the other person who's there is Christian Payne, Documentally. So, just to tell you, these people are to be found there at times.